Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mr. President, honorable delegates, and distinguished participants, I would like to start by paying tribute to those health workers who died of Ebola, to those killed in the earthquake in Nepal, and in my country, the polio workers killed during polio campaigns. Mr. President, building resilient health system is a subject of a particular relevance to Afghanistan. Unlike many other countries, currently our preoccupation is ensuring we have robust systems to deal with financial shocks, disease outbreak, and the need for reform in challenging context of a mix of ongoing conflict and of health development, what some would call a fragile context. When I was Deputy Minister of Public Health in the new interim government 2002-2004, our main strategic focus was to lay a sound foundation for the functioning of the health system. We made the most of the window of opportunity of having an almost clean plate to introduce ways of working that were different from when the Taliban was in power and before, but which were specific to our context. We developed a pragmatic interim health strategy which outlined how we needed to work as well as what technical issues we needed to focus on. In the intervening 10 years, the foundations have helped our country make some impressive gains in reducing maternal and child mortality in particular. Since becoming the Minister of Public Health in the new unity government in February this year, I have been working with some of my staff on assessing the successes and what is working well and therefore should be built upon, how my ministry is functioning in terms of roles, responsibilities, structure, and its ability to respond to shock, whether man-made or natural, whether there are any gaps either from management perspective or technically, especially in our core public health capacity, and the priority challenges, particularly in how to develop core capacity to respond to shocks. This is an ongoing process, but as a result to date, I have initiated a number of reforms determined with other changes are needed and which processes and systems need strengthening. All this is with the objective of having a better functioning health system with sustainable services and public health interventions that can respond efficiently to disease, disasters, and other shocks. Example of work so far include determining four areas where work needs to focus on this year to make a difference, including governance, especially implementing anti-corruption measures, strengthening access to primary health care, improving the quality of both management and of care, better specialist tertiary care, especially through public-private investment partnerships, controlling the quality of imported pharmaceuticals and of food and merit-based appointments, highlighting transparency, accountability, and ownership through stating our position on important issues such as good governance, institutional development, aid effectiveness, public-private investment partnerships, and capacity building, revitalizing existing coordination mechanisms and creating a new disaster response emergency health committee, strengthening the health information and communication systems to ensure timely, effective responses. In conclusion, I would like to say that my work is greatly facilitated by having a wider enabling context in the form of the unity government. It is, for example, politically committed to the good governance of the public sector. I look forward to announcing results next year that show we are developing our core capacity in public health towards having a resilient health system that can detect and respond to a variety of shocks. Thank you so much for your attention.